Welcome to Next Day Prep, what we are watching tomorrow. The S&P 500 and the NASDAQ hit new all-time highs today. It feels like the bulls are firmly in control, but what's the real story under the hood?
It's really a tale of two markets. On the surface, you see those shiny new highs, and that's great. But when you look closer, the advance was incredibly narrow. The S&P 500 equal-weighted index actually finished down today. This isn't a broad-based rally. It's a mega-cap rally.
So a few giants are doing all the heavy lifting. Who are the main culprits today?
Absolutely. The biggest story is Alphabet, which just became the fourth U.S. company to smash through a $3 trillion market cap. The stock hit fresh records and single-handedly powered the communication services sector up over 2%. It was the day's best performer by a mile.
Wow, a $3 trillion valuation. And what about Tesla? I saw that name was on fire.
It certainly was. Tesla surged after news broke that Elon Musk made his first open market stock purchase since 2020, buying nearly $1 billion worth. That lit a fire under the stock and helped pull the whole consumer discretionary sector higher.
Got it. So we have Google and Tesla leading the charge, with names like Amazon and Microsoft also chipping in. This explains the strength in the NASDAQ. Where was the weakness then? Where was the money rotating out of?
The defensive sectors took it on the chin. We saw notable selling in consumer staples, healthcare, and materials. It's a classic risk-on rotation, but only into the biggest, most liquid names. The caution is palpable, especially with lighter-than-average volume across the board.
That lighter volume makes sense. Everyone is holding their breath for the Fed meeting this week, right?
Exactly. The market has fully priced in a 25 basis point rate cut. That's a done deal. The entire focus is going to be on the commentary from the Fed chair. What's the path forward? We're already seeing some sell-the-news action in rate-sensitive areas like home builders, which retreated today.
Okay, so let's get tactical for traders navigating this. For those looking to ride the existing momentum, what are the continuation setups that look strongest right now?
You have to stick with what's working. Google is the obvious one, showing incredible relative strength. We're watching the $252 level as the next potential target. And another name that keeps showing up is Micron. It's a key name in the semiconductor space and continues to show strong momentum. It's on our continuation watch list for a reason.
But I've heard some analysts express concern about Micron's valuation at these levels. Do you think it has more room to run?
That's a fair point, and valuation is always something to consider. However, in a momentum-driven market, strong stocks often get stronger than people expect. The key is to manage risk. As long as it holds key technical levels and the volume supports the move, the trend is your friend. We're not buying it for a 5-year hold. We're trading the momentum that exists right now.
That makes sense. So beyond the names already running, what's coiling up? What are the anticipation setups you're watching that could be the next to break out?
I'm looking at the energy sector. Specifically a name like Bloom Energy, ticker BE. It's been building a really tight consolidation right under resistance. A volume-backed move through the $67 level could trigger a significant pop. That's a classic anticipation setup, a stock resting before its next potential leg higher.
Interesting. And I have to ask about NVIDIA. It was down early on reports out of China, but finished near the flatline. Is that a sign of strength?
Incredible strength. The stock absorbed that negative headline about an anti-monopoly probe and just shook it off. It's consolidating near its highs, digesting recent gains. We're watching for a break of the $178 resistance level. If it can clear that, it could be setting up for another run.
All right, before we wrap up, any other individual stories that caught your eye today? Any big winners or losers?
Oh, the big loser was Hain Celestial. The stock cratered nearly 25% after a disastrous earnings report. They posted a surprise loss, revenue plunged, and they offered no guidance. It's a stark reminder of the dangers of turnaround stories that just aren't turning.
A painful day for those shareholders. Okay, let's bring it all together. What is the key takeaway for traders heading into Tuesday's session?
The takeaway is simple. Respect the leadership of the megacaps, but don't ignore the weakness under the surface. This is not the time to blindly buy the market. Watch those key levels. For the SPY, resistance is around 662, and for the QQQ, it's 593. A break above could extend this rally, but failure could see us pull back. And keep an eye on tomorrow's retail sales data for the next clue on the economy's health.
Excellent. Stick with the leaders, watch for breakouts, and keep an eye on the Fed. Thanks for the insights. We'll be back tomorrow to break down all the action. Have a great trading day, everyone.